Let's do a quick recap. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم خلقنا النطفة علقة فخلقنا العلقة مضغة فخلقنا المضغة عظاما فكسونا العظام لحما ثم أنشأناه خلقا آخر فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين. Then we made the drop of sperm into a clot of blood. Then we made the clot of blood into a piece of flesh. Then we made out of that piece of flesh bones. Then we clothed the bones with meat. Then we brought him forth in a new form. Blessed therefore is Allah, the best of creators. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is taking us through the process of how a child is born in the womb of the mother, and how the child is, or rather created, and the step-by-step process, the gradual process, the different stages of human creation. And I explained yesterday by using the word thumma, which we translate in English as then, and the word and the letter fa, which we also translate as then, there's actually a difference. Thumma is that between the two there's a bit of a gap. So between the drop of sperm becoming lodged in a safe enclosure and then turning into a blood clot, there's a bit of a period of that lapses. After you live your life on earth and you are recreated in the year after, the word thumma is used to show a lapse of a period of time. But when the word fa is used, فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُدْغَةَ فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُدْغَةَ عِظَامَ فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمَ, that we made the drop of sperm into a clot of blood, then we made the clot of blood into a piece of flesh, and then we made it out of flesh bones. There, the process is much quicker. So this is what we discussed yesterday. And Allah says, فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Blessed therefore is Allah, the best of creators. Allah is the only creator. But the word creator sometimes is used to attribute, is used to describe people who manufacture. A khaliq is one who brings something from non-existence into existence. Total non-existence into existence. Whereas manufacturers don't do that. But they... I use, the same description is given. So Allah is saying, these manufacturers can't come close to Allah. Allah is the ultimate creator. Now going further, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ لَمَيِّتُونَ. Then after all this, you will die. Meaning you have no control over your life. Your life is a bounty. It's a ni'mah which Allah has given you. It's not self-acquired. So don't get too carried away. Ultimately, there's a powerful force, and that is Allah who controls your life. It can be taken away in a second. You don't know what happens. You know, you just go to sleep one night, you don't wake up, or you wake up and you drop, or in a split second, car accident, or this tragedy or that tragedy. ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ تُبْعَثُونَ. Then you will be raised on the day of resurrection. The one who created you the first time will give you life once again. This is so that the consequences of the hidden powers and actions of your first life may be exposed in their most complete forms, and prove that this huge system of the world and the cosmos was not made futile and was not made purposeless. We'll leave the discussion here for today. Inshallah, there's... Now, after this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about creating seven parts. And we'll take up that discussion next week, inshallah.